Hello and welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Encore show for this Friday. We have an encore recommended by one of our listeners, Kwaku Munko, who is a regular contributor to our chats and a regular contributor to our BSPs and More page, and he's just an all-around great guy, and he knows the Phil Hendry Show like I know. Well, what do I know? Just keep going. Okay, so anyway, here it is. This is from March of 2022. It's recommended by Kwaku. It says, one of the best ever, Coach Vernon Dozier, telling us how he does not care about a baseball strike, and a perfect description of his morning routine. You can't beat this, you know?
Oh, I see. More toilet habits. Great.
Well, I mean,
that is great.
Go ahead.
Anyway, here it is, folks, from March of 2022, our encore for today on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier Hour. I want to tell you that the baseball strike is a very troubling thing if you're a baseball fan. If you're not a baseball fan, then you know as well as I do that you could care less, right? So this is the question that we have to ask and answer every year. Whether there's a baseball strike on or it's just the beginning of a baseball season, we have to ask, well, how many people, not so much how many people, just are you a baseball fan? And if you're not, then the season has no bearing on your life. You understand? So you would get up in the morning, go out, jog, eat, whatever you do, and you wouldn't notice one way or the other whether they're playing baseball. And I've got Phil Hendry here, who has consented to being a guest for a change. And Phil, I first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
Are you a baseball fan?
Yeah, I am a baseball fan.
So you'd notice if they weren't playing a season?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Okay, so
no point in having me on, right?
No, there really wasn't. Let me start all over again. I guess I need someone who, Margaret Gray is here. Margaret,
yes.
Are you a baseball fan?
I cannot say that I am. I know that my husband and my son, they are baseball fans.
All right, so they're fans of what team?
Well, they're fans of the Dodgers, I think, right?
The Dodgers, the Angels.
There's also the Anaheim, the L.A. Angels, the Anaheim Angels of Anaheim.
No, it's the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. I don't even know if they call it that anymore.
Well,
no, I think no, they're not Angels. They're not Angels. They're not Angels. But no, they're Dodger fans.
All right, but you?
No, I don't. I can't say that I am.
All right. So if the baseball fan, if the baseball season came, and they said, "Hey, it's the baseball season," what would be your reaction?
I'd say, that's nice. I'd tell my husband and son, although they probably know before me.
Right, but I guess what I'm asking is, would you care if they went on strike and didn't play?
No, I would not.
Okay, right there. That's the point that I'm trying. Phil, would you care if they went on strike and didn't play?
Yeah, probably.
Probably?
Well, yeah, I would care, but I mean, the strike itself might be entertaining.
The strike itself might? What does that mean?
I mean, in other words, if there's no baseball, there is something to follow, which is the strike. Now, I can't say that I'm against strikes because sometimes they're good.
What does that mean?
What is that?
In other words, the players who are striking may deserve the money, or they may deserve a piece of the profit, whatever. Or the owners may, who lock them out, may have their point. I don't know.
All right, but okay, so that kind of threw a curveball.
Yeah, you're supposed to be more agreeable, Mr. Hendry.
More agreeable to what?
Wait. Let me try this again. Are you a baseball fan, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I would say that I am.
Well, why are you hesitating? That's
throwing him off, Phil. Well, I mean, I'm not. I don't go out and buy tickets to baseball games.
You do not. Why not?
That's interesting.
You buy hockey tickets, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I buy hockey tickets because I don't. I haven't been to a lot of hockey games in my life. It's a sport that I stopped going to in the 70s and 80s. I've been to my fair share of football games, so I guess there's sports that I'm...
Okay, you're giving me a speech now.
It's not working, Phil. Okay, then what do you guys have me on for?
Now, well, wait. You...
Just ask me a question.
Do you like baseball?
Yes.
Do you follow baseball?
Yes.
If they go on strike, do you care?
You mean that they're not playing baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Ms. Gray, if you go on strike, not if you go on, if the baseball players go on strike, would you care?
I can't say that I would.
But I would care insofar as it might affect my husband and son and their...
Their what, happiness?
Well, their general leisure.
Well?
Okay. Let me just do what I was going to do.
Maybe that's what you had a monologue you were going to do, right?
Yeah. Thanks very much, Ms. Gray.
I'm sorry I didn't give the right answer.
No, you...
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Welcome to the Vernon Dozier Hour. Cut all that out that we just did, bud.
Certainly.
Welcome to the Vernon Dozier Hour. Baseball, they may go on strike. Well, they are on strike. They're being locked out. We know that there's a few games at the beginning of the season that will not be played. Now, all of that matters only if you're a baseball fan. If you're not a baseball fan, such as myself, it doesn't matter at all. In other words, if they don't play baseball for the entirety of the 2020 season, it might as well be just a ripple in a toilet bowl as far as I'm concerned. Just you wouldn't even notice it. You wouldn't even notice it. Somebody might drop a tissue into a toilet, and the ripple that a tissue hitting a toilet water would cause, that would be about, you know...
What?
That would, in other words, that would... That's how much effect it would have on me.
Well, would it have? Would that have effect?
Would what have an effect?
Would the ripple in the toilet bowl...
No, it wouldn't, because who notices a ripple in a toilet bowl? You know...
Just keep going with it, Coach. You're doing good.
All right. You know...
I understand what you're saying. So it's a very...
Let me just do this by myself. Who notices a ripple in a toilet bowl? No one. Not even the guy who threw the toilet paper in there. Maybe I shouldn't have said toilet.
Go ahead.
Who notices a ripple in a toilet bowl? Maybe the guy that threw the toilet paper in there. But he's not even going to notice that. What I'm trying to say is, if they don't play baseball this season of 2022, it will have the same effect on me as a ripple in a toilet bowl.
Which is not at all.
Which is not at all. So that's something that's not being talked about. The baseball strike is important if you care about baseball. If you don't care about baseball, no one cares. See? If you, not no one cares, but a lot of people are not going to care. If you don't care about baseball, then who cares?
Yeah.
Okay? And they're making a big thing out of it. Like, well, they're not going to play, and they're going to be locked out, and there's all these issues, and one side's trying to destroy the other. But I don't care. And so all of that angst, all of that horror, all of that terror, all of that disagreement, all of that worry has no effect on me whatsoever. I get up in the morning, I jog, I have my bran flakes, I have my piece of fruit, I go out, I get some air, I jog, don't really jog, I walk jog, I come back, I have another piece of bran, I have a bran muffin, I do what I have to do in terms of my, you know, colon, because I have a colostomy coming up, which I probably shouldn't. Not a colostomy. What's it called?
You got a colon. A colostomy is when they take your colon out.
Oh, my God.
No. I have a colonoscopy coming up.
Oh, okay.
And...
You don't need to talk about that. It's like putting a tube up there.
Well...
But let him do what he's doing, okay? You know, I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, because I have a brand... What I do in the morning...
Now, this has to do with baseball, right?
I mean, no, it does... Yes, it does. What I'm trying to say to people is the following thing.
We're confusing it. We'll keep our mouths shut.
That's what you need to do, is keep the mouth shut.
Don't talk to me like that, bud.
Bud!
Look, if I'm messing people up...
No, you're fine. Go ahead, Coach.
See, I don't care. If they don't play baseball, okay, it will not affect my routine at all. I get up in the morning. I have a glass of water. I have some bran flakes. I go out, I walk and jog for about a mile, I come back to the house, I have a bran muffin, I sit down and I read the paper, and I wait for my body's process to work. I get up just before my wife goes into the bathroom, because she uses it not only for her morning necessities, but she also wants to comb her hair, brush her teeth, put on a little makeup, and, you know, get ready for the day. So I try to have the bran muffin, I time it, I eat the bran muffin. What are you looking at?
Don't stop down and say, what are you looking at, Coach? Because people hear that.
They can edit that out, right, bud?
Yeah.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
All right. I get up, and what I do is I time it. I get up in the morning.
You have the bran flakes.
I have bran flakes. I have a glass of water. I go out and walk and jog for about a mile. I come back. Then I go and get the bran muffin. And that's kept in a container, not a container, but a box near our refrigerator. And I time this because I know my wife is going to get up at 8:30 every morning. So I always eat the bran muffin at about 8:15. And I sit down and I read. Generally, I'll read some uplifting quotes from a guy that I like. He's a guy by the name of Rod Bunkerman. He's a motivational speaker is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So then I eat the muffin, waiting for it to do its thing, to process, so that right about 8:20, I can feel that I need to go in there, and I have to...
Gotta take a shit. Hey, bud.
Sorry. I have to go in and have a bowel movement.
There's a better way.
All right. What would you suggest?
You go in and you go in and you have a movement, I guess you could say.
I go in and have a movement.
Just say whatever you want.
Well, all right. I have the muffin. I know my wife's going to get out of bed at 8:30. I feel like I'm saying too much.
No, you're doing fine.
Because this is the whole thing I'm leading up to, folks, is how the lack of baseball this year ain't going to affect me at all. I could care less. And there's lots of, and nobody talks about us. Oh, baseball won't be played. Who cares? Right? Most people, when they report that story, say baseball won't be played, and millions of baseball fans, this and that.
Well, there are millions of baseball fans.
There may be, but there's millions of people that could care less. There's millions of people who wouldn't notice if Yogi Berra, Babe Ruth, none of them ever existed. And there's millions of people who wouldn't notice if the New York Mets went out of business tomorrow. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but that would have some effect on the economy.
Oh, get out of here.
What kind of effect is it going to have, Mr. Henry?
Well, what are we doing? He's supposed to be doing a monologue here.
You're right.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Let him, we'll add some thoughts.
So it doesn't affect, what I'm saying doesn't affect my routine. My routine is I get up in the morning.
You get the bran flakes, you go out, and you come back, you're going to take a dump.
Don't say take a dump. I'm not going to say that, if you don't mind, Mr. Dickman.
Sorry.
I have bran flakes. I get up. I don't have the bran flakes in bed. I get up first.
Then you have them.
Then I have the bran flakes. Then I drink a glass of water because that helps move that through the system. Then I go and I walk and jog.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Bud.
Sorry.
I go out and walk and jog for about a mile. I come back. Then I go over to the container near the refrigerator. I look at my watch. It's 8:15.
So you're timing all of this out?
Yes. And I have one bran muffin that's about the size of, it's about an inch high. It doesn't matter. I have the bran muffin. I sit down. I read some inspirational quotes from a guy that I like, Rod Bunkerman. Rod Bunkerman, he's an inspirational speaker, yeah. And I wait for it to make its way through my system. And that happens about 8:20. I'll get up. I go into the bathroom just ahead of my wife because she gets up at 8:30, and she's in that bathroom at 8:31. It takes about a minute to kind of look and stretch, yawn, and do whatever she does. Then she gets up, comes into the bathroom. She'll brush her teeth, comb her hair, all of the normal things, including use the toilet. And so that's where you get into a problem.
Now, this is has to do with the baseball strike.
Yeah. Yes, it...
Yeah.
It will. I'll tie it in. What I'm trying to say is I've got other things to do.
All right.
Then worry about baseball. So I get the bran muffin into me. I get into the bathroom. I have a bowel movement, or a movement, if you will. And that takes me right up to about 8:29. So this is timed out.
So you're on the toilet for 10 minutes.
About 9 minutes, yeah. Why? What's the...
Seems like a long time.
It does. 9 minutes.
I like to evacuate thoroughly.
All right.
So sometimes it's less, but about 8:29, and I know she's getting ready to get up. So I get done, flush. We have on the toilet tank a couple of different sprays. Very nice lemon-flavored, lemon-scented sprays.
And you spray the bathroom.
I spray the bathroom.
Did your wife ever come in and go, yeah, goddamn, you just...
Bud,
sorry.
If you don't mind, Mr. Dickman, a lot of your questions are very childish, and I don't want to have to answer them.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Where was I?
You spray.
I spray liberally. And just as I put the spray can down and begin to leave, just as the door is closing, as I'm going out one exit, which leads into our den, my wife is coming in the other door, which is from our bedroom. So the door is opening just as she's coming in, just as and my door is closing.
So it's like your door is closing. Does she ever see you?
She said one time she saw, like, the back of my leg, and that was it, or a shoe. She saw a shoe, the back of my leg, but I'm out. And she will proceed to, yeah, she'll say something like, oh, and I can hear her sort of sniffing and opening the door and closing it, trying to pump some of the air out of the room, because even as good as those sprays are,
no, they can't catch,
they can't really defeat every stell. I mean, smink. I mean, I was going to say stink. Smell, yeah. But then I leave. I go back out into the kitchen. That's when I prepare myself some broccoli and eggs. And I can hear my wife brushing her teeth, combing her hair. I can hear, you know, a little, you hear the sounds coming from the bathroom.
Yes.
What are you looking at?
Well, I don't know what you mean by sounds.
Yes, I can hear her performing her duties. And sometimes you'll hear a small release of gas or something.
Hey, bud, do you want to leave?
No, sir.
Then shut up.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
You're welcome.
And I'll say, honey, I'm making broccoli and eggs. And she'll say, great, I'll have some. So this is kind of how our morning goes.
Okay, and she's in there. Then she comes out into the kitchen.
Then she comes out, and when she comes out of the kitchen, then I return to the bathroom because I've had another bran muffin. See, this is important for everyone to know. I am coming up on my annual colonoscopy. I want to make sure that I'm regular. I want to make sure that my colon is clean, cleansed out, pure, and it's just almost like a freeway. I don't know how to say it, but my doctor, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Lala.
Dr. Lala.
Dr. Lala, yeah. He will say, you want that colon to be like the fast lane of a freeway. And so eat your bran, drink your water, make sure you're having your broccolis, your greens, your fibers.
Right.
And so I'll make the broccoli and I'll make the eggs. And my wife comes in from the bathroom and I'll say, there's your breakfast, darling. And I hold up my fingers and I say, this is trip number two. She'll say, great. And I'll go back into the bathroom and go ahead and funnel out anything that is still in there. So that it's, and again, because I've got great colonic health, it is almost like a drag strip. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
Mr. Henry, you know, I came on here. I told you I wanted to be honest about some issues that are very important to me.
We're going to edit them out. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know all this edited out stuff. I understand.
Phil, all right.
When you said it was like a drag strip, what do you mean? See, there you go. When you said it was like a drag strip, that's what I think keeps people from coming on your show, Mr. Henry.
All right, what do you mean?
I mean that when it's time for me to evacuate, it's a green light all the way. Everything just heads on out.
Yeah, it does a quarter mile and...
Okay, fuck this.
Wait a minute. Come on, Coach. No. I knew that this was going to happen. Come on, Coach. Just sit down. Bud, get out of here.
God damn it, man.
Get out of here. Coach, we apologize. What you're saying, certainly every American man should listen to.
Well, you know, colon cancer kills people, Phil.
You're absolutely right.
And I don't think it's anything to laugh about.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
Do you go for
a colonoscopy.
Yeah, do you go for one?
I do, yeah.
I do every 3 years. I'm due for one. Yeah, so you understand it's important.
It's very important, and I understand that. And
what about you, Margaret?
That's really no one's business. Oh, my God.
Never mind. We didn't mean to ask.
I'm sorry. Talk about somebody putting a tube up there? I'm sorry.
All right, so then I go back into the bathroom, and when I say it's like a drag strip or it's like a land speed, in other words, everything that I need to evacuate comes right out, and it's like doing a quarter. Yes, it's like a drag strip. It's just boom, you know. So
all right, so it's your system's moving and operating properly.
Yes, and I'm very grateful for that, I leave the bathroom just as my wife is coming in. So this is the kind of...
Your wife... Do you sit down and have breakfast with your wife?
Yes, I do. But I put the eggs down and say, here you go, honey. I've got to go in for the second trip. And she'll give me the thumbs up. And I go in, and then I open the door. I give her a thumbs up like it was a drag strip. It was just the expressway. And she goes, yeah. And she comes in.
Now, why is she in there?
Three guesses.
Well, no, but I mean, it was right after.
Because she's just had the eggs and broccoli.
Oh, all right.
And so she finishes up. She comes out, pumps two thumbs, and we're good for the day. And that's when I tell her, okay, I got to go out and do another walk jog because I got to make sure that whatever is not necessarily passing through the system will.
Now, what has this got to do with baseball?
What it has to do with baseball, Phil, is I thought I'd... Jesus H.
It has to do with the fact that baseball doesn't matter in these moments.
Baseball does not matter. This is my life. And this is my life. This is what I do. This is how I fill my day when I'm not, in football season or when I'm not teaching. Of course, obviously, I carry the responsibility of a curriculum at Belmar Academy. So I'm a history teacher. I'm also a senior class advisor. I'm also social studies and as well as a football coach. For a while there, I was coaching a girls' softball, and it got to be too much. So I'm either off to school or it's an off day or something like that. The last thing I'm thinking about is baseball.
Now, what about at school? When you get to school, the kids ask you about it?
The kids will ask me, Coach, what do you think about the baseball strike? And I'll look at them, and I'll just keep on walking. And that's their cue not to ask me, because I can't answer that. What do I think about the baseball strike? I don't think about it. I have no opinion.
Well, why not say that to them?
Because I don't even want to. I don't want them getting the idea that I've even formulated that much of an opinion about baseball. In other words, I want everyone in that school to understand I don't care, okay?
All right.
No, wait. I want to, Jesus. I want to make this clear. I don't care about the baseball strike. So that when I go to school,
and Coach, don't tell me.
I'm not going to have a stroke. I'm fine. When I go to school and someone asks me, what do you think of the baseball strike? I'm not going to say anything.
Well,
and no. And the reason I'm not going to say anything is because I don't want that kid or that fellow faculty member or that member of the administration, I don't want any of them thinking that I even so much, that I even think about baseball that much to have an opinion. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You care about baseball so little.
So little.
You don't even have an opinion, and so you can't respond to anybody.
Right there. So that when someone says, Coach, what do you think of the baseball strike? I keep on walking, but I keep staring at them so that I'm turning my head. I'm swiveling my head back as I'm walking forward. And sometimes I will definitely just keep staring at them as I'm walking forward.
You ever, like, walk into a wall?
Do you ever, like, walk into a wall? That's just what you sounded like.
Coach, it's a good question.
All right, you're right. Yes, I have walked into people. I've walked into walls. I even scared one of our students one day when she asked me, Coach, what do you think of the baseball strike? And I kept staring at her as if my head was on a swivel like Linda Blair.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and it scared this young lady. It scared her so much that she herself walked into an open locker. And then I realized that my head was almost completely turned around straight backwards, so I straightened out. I put my books down in the classroom. I went and found out she was okay, but I felt bad because I was staring at her.
Well, why were you staring?
I do that to anybody that asks me a question that it makes me angry when, if you ask me a question, what do you think of the baseball strike? I want to make sure I get the message through to you that I have so little interest in the baseball strike, I'm not even going to talk to you. Your question matters very little because I don't even have an opinion about the baseball strike. That's how little I think about it. So I will look at you almost as if you're something that grew on the underside of a toilet seat. See?
What are you shaking your heads?
Bud, I got to get Bud's input here. Oh, yeah, that's real important.
Yeah.
Were you listening?
I was, yeah.
I mean,
look, Coach, this has been, you're not offering an opinion, but I just say you came into your house, you took a dump.
All right, thanks a lot, Bud.
Oh, my God.
Get out, Bud.
Well, that's what he said.
You're not taking me seriously.
Yes, I am, but I don't know how compelling this is going to be for the audience
I care so very little about the baseball strike that I stare at people. What are you staring at? Why was your head swiveling back like Linda Blair? I wanted to make sure I fixated, I locked eyes with her to let her know that there was no answer to her question. I wanted to let her know that there was no comprehension of what she said. I wanted to let her know that there was so little comprehension of what she said and so little of an answer to what she said that I had to keep on staring at her to get that message through in silence that there was nothing, nothing going on between her and me intellectually when she asked that question.
That sounds ridiculous. I'm sorry to say.
What? Oh, yeah, right. Why do you mean it sounds ridiculous?
You can easily say to the young woman, I have no opinion.
No, because that means I've got an opinion. To say I have no opinion, I'm offering an opinion that I have no opinion. I don't... All right, I understand, Coach. The bottom line here is you don't care. I don't care at all. God, I don't care.
Why? You're telling me this.
I'm telling you this because I'm on a podcast that I want to go out to all the people of America and let them know how little I think of baseball and this strike or this lockout, how much it just doesn't matter to me at all. I put more interest and more thought into a morning bowel movement, as you just heard.
Coach.
All right, I'm sorry, but you just told me to. I put more thought into a bran muffin and a bowel movement than I do in the baseball strike. Now, that's the best way I can put it. I just don't know if it's going to make for a very good show. Well, I don't care because that... In fact, I was supposed to be doing a monologue.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do I get music or anything?
Yeah, hold on. One, two, and a one, two, three.
You. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and this is the Vernon Dozier Hour. And this hour, I'd like to tell you how little I care about baseball. I could care less about the baseball strike. I don't care if it happens. I don't care if it doesn't happen. I don't care about baseball. And when they ask, you know, boy, all these fans who care about baseball, what's going to happen? Look at all the fans. They never ask, yeah, they never say it's important if you care about baseball. But if you don't, who cares? Okay. When I get up in the morning, I go into the kitchen, I have a bowel movement, then I walk and jog in the bathroom and I eat a bran muffin while I'm sitting.
Jesus. No, that's wrong.
When I get up in the morning, I go into the kitchen, I have bran flakes, I walk and jog, I come back, eat a bran muffin, go into the bathroom and have another bowel movement, and then get out with about 30 seconds to spare. Then my wife comes in, she does her business, I give her eggs, I go back to the bathroom, make sure everything's clean, she comes back in.
Just talk about the baseball.
Yeah, but she comes back in, she does more of her business, then I go, I walk. The point being, I have a life beyond baseball. I have a full, rich, complete life beyond baseball. I'm a teacher. I coach football. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore about baseball. And some people will say, well, that sounds very personal. Yes, it is. There was a time when I had a promising career, possibly as a minor league baseball player. Now, most of my youth was spent playing football. But somebody said to me, you know what? You swing the bat pretty good. Why don't you come on out to one of our camps? This was a single-A ball club out of Texas called the Grover Clowns. I spent a summer with them. I thought maybe I could be a ball player. I never got on base, never hit the ball once. I was hit by a pitch. I got on base one time. I got out in the field. I couldn't field grounders. I couldn't hit the cutoff man. In fact, when I tried to throw to first base, they had me at a shortstop, and I threw the ball into the stands. So in other words, I thought maybe I'd make a baseball player. And when I went actually to a minor league baseball camp and spent a season with the Grover Clowns in Texas, I stunk it out. I don't know, who was I kidding? I stunk to high heaven. Who was I kidding? Now, this has not made you bitter.
I was going to say, are you bitter?
No, I'm not. No.
Well, you thought you might be able to be a baseball player.
Yeah, I thought. I had a dream. I had a fantasy. And then I got there. I struck out every time at the plate. I got hit by a pitch. I got on that way. Then when I tried to steal, they threw me out. I had, you know, with about 20 yards to spare. When I tried to throw to first base, I threw it into the stands.
Jesus Christ.
So you had no talent for baseball.
No, I did not.
I thought I did, and I didn't.
I think this is why baseball is something that you don't pay attention to.
No, it's not. That has nothing to do. I have no opinion.
Well, you sound like that experience hurt you.
It didn't hurt me. Oh, man, what do you think you're dealing with here? Yeah, I had a dream that maybe I thought I could be some big shot like Pete Rose. But when I got to this ball club and spent the summer with the Grover Clowns, and they said, you know, you can't throw the ball straight. They tried me out of catcher. Try to hit second base. I threw the ball into right field. I wasn't even throwing it to the right back. So that's Coach Vernon Dozier.
I've got to do it.
I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. And that's why I don't care about baseball. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I hope you'd understand. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and this has been the Coach Vernon Dozier Hour. I don't know how this went, but we'll put it together. Thank you all. The Coach Vernon Dozier Hour is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. This is, by the way, the Misery Slims and Most Experienced Man. Oh, Most Inexperienced Man is the name of this.
I love the Misery Slims.
Most Inexperienced Man. Did you play that on purpose?
No, I didn't. No. So you wanted to be a baseball player, but you stunk it out.
Yes. I desperately wanted. Honest truth is, I wanted to be a baseball player more than I wanted to be a football player.
But you couldn't throw, you couldn't run, and you couldn't...
No, I couldn't do any of it. They said, throw down to second base. Forget it, man. Here, but you don't see things the same way you used to when you grew